So then, when you step back and look at these data, as I summarize my results, when we look first at the BCT series, which was mutation carriers compared to women who didn't have a mutation, these are the numbers here. They were not significantly different. Then when we look at all of the patients of whom were mutation carriers with breast conservation versus mastectomy, you see a striking difference here. Now, I will tell you that this group and this group, there is some overlap, but there are a lot of patients in this group that were not here because we dramatically increased our data set. We got data from the Australians. We have more follow-up for some of the patients here. We have more follow-up here. And then some of the patients here decided or that were in this group were not reported here because the institutions broke off to then publish their own results. So there is some overlap, but not a lot. And yet, with that, the numbers are very consistent. So I think these are very reasonable estimates at 10 and 15 years. The differences, though, are the comparison groups. Now, these were patients with sporadic disease. They were not tested to be negative, but by family history had a very low risk of having a mutation. But they were young women. They were age-matched. They were young women. And we know that young women, by nature of biology of disease, which we'll hear in this next session, have a very aggressive disease. And so we saw that these numbers were higher, such that this was significantly different. And these patients had a very low risk, despite having mutations, having a mastectomy. So then in conclusion,